my story of Medjugorje is not one of signs and wonders, but it is one of a grace-filled transformation. When I was first contemplating going, it was really under pressure. A friend of mine kept telling me that I should come along on the trip and that there were several other folks from St. Dominic's who were coming. And I kept telling him, sure, let me think about it, which in my mind meant no. I really had no intention of going. So one day I was sitting at work and my phone rings and I answered and it's my friend and he says, you know, Lance, there are still a few spots left on the trip. You should really consider coming. And I said, okay, you know, how much is it again? And he reminded me what the price was. And I thought, all right, let me call Jim and see if he can still get me on the trip. So I called Jim and chatted with him about it for a little while, and he said there was still room, and so I booked my spot on the trip. I think I was really thinking of it at that time as an awesome experience and a chance to go on vacation to Bosnia, a place that most people never go. And in fact, I think the day after I registered, I told my boss, I said, I'm going on vacation to Bosnia. And he said, Bosnia, why? And I explained to him that it was a pilgrimage site, and he thought that was interesting. So 24-hour trip, and we end up in the village of Medjugorje, and it was a long trip. And so that night when we get there and we go down and we're in dinner and Mickey, our tour guide, comes in and is explaining to us what's going to be happening the next day, he writes up the schedule on the board, and I just remember my eyes going to 3 hours in the church, and I thought, 3 hours in the church? That's not what you do on vacation. That's not what I came here for. And I think a lot of other people in my group had the same experience. And before Mickey actually explained what was going to happen, I think some of us were hoping it was a joke. It actually turned out that it was real. And so that night, I just remember going to bed thinking, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? This is not what I signed up for. At the same time, though, I realized that I'm in the middle of nowhere, and if I don't do what's on our schedule, I will do nothing. So I decided that I was here for a reason. God actually had something in mind for me, so I would go along with the schedule. So sure enough, the next morning, get up, do the breakfast thing, go to the English language mass, and go about with the schedule, and more out of kind of duty than anything. And I started to feel that it wasn't as bad as I originally had thought. And at the end of the day, I was reflecting back on what had happened, and I realized that it was actually pretty enjoyable and that I was actually getting something from this. And within the first 2 or 3 days, I started to feel like that 3 hours in the church simply wasn't enough. 3 hours with our Lord in the Eucharist, how could that be enough? Why couldn't it be 4 hours? Why couldn't it be 5 hours? And I found myself actually going on my own to adoration when we had free time, and it was really a remarkable experience because I had come in thinking, what have I done? And by the middle of the trip, I was thinking, why isn't it more? One of the things that I remember the most about that trip and my experience in Medjugorje are the intimate moments that I shared with some of the friends that were there with me. And I remember sitting one night in the old little town square there and just sharing with two of my male friends about some of the struggles that we were facing with various addictions and other things in our lives. And it was really wonderful to be with them and to see that I wasn't struggling alone and that other people had struggles similar to mine. And even if they had struggles different from mine, to hear their stories about overcoming those problems. And that was very powerful for me. Another powerful moment was on the hike up Cross Mountain, and myself and two of my friends, the three of us decided we were going to do this barefoot. And I'm not really sure that we understood what that meant when we started, and we thought it would probably be pretty easy. But I just remember going up that hill and having these 60-year-old women, also barefoot, passing me by. And I'm thinking, what is going on? it was really kind of embarrassing, because here I am, I'm going up in pain, and every step I take is hard, and I tried to offer it as a prayerful experience, and to offer this as some type of redemptive suffering, and I would be successful for a while. I would, you know, say the Hail Mary or an Our Father, or I would say, Jesus, I do this for you, but every seventh or eighth step, I'd be going, oh, God, what am I doing? And then I'd have to bring myself back to the presence of the Lord. Well, on the way down, I think that one of my friends thought that this was a race, because all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, he comes flying past me down the hill. And I just was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. He's really in a rush to get down to the bottom. And a little bit farther down the way, someone who had passed us stopped me and said, you know, I think that you might want to check on your friend up there. He had a pretty bad fall. And I caught up with him, and I asked him if he needed anything, and he was really quite upset with me, so I just kind of went on. But that was a real moment for all of us, because it kind of revealed something about how we rely on each other, even if we don't recognize that. It was very transformative, and we grew very close. And in fact, on our last day in Medjugorje, we decided to do that hike again, really as a tribute to the struggles that we all face and what we overcame on that mountain through the grace of the Lord and the prayers of His Mother Mary. One of the things I would say is that for me, I got a tremendous amount of grace out of this experience. And I could not have asked for anything better than that. I came back to San Francisco with a new appreciation for my friends and the struggles that we all face, with the new fervor and love for the rosary, insofar as it really allowed me to focus my attention on Christ. And it's to Christ through Mary, and it is such a wonderful truth that I discovered there in Medjugorje. And I would highly recommend that anyone take the opportunity to make a pilgrimage for the Lord. And like me, even if you find that you're struggling when you start, I think by the end, if you open your heart and you let Christ and His Mother come and work in your heart, you too can be very strongly, powerfully, and forever changed.